Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Turn that bed a loose, hallelujah. Just turn it on a loose, hallelujah. Yes, indeed, hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We are rejoicing and we're glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. Just turn it loose. Turn it loose. It's another day. It's another day journey. And I'm so glad. Hallelujah. This is truly the day that the Lord God has made. And we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. Oh, come on and let us exalt the Lord together. Let us bless his most holy name. Hallelujah. We give honor to God this morning. We give honor to the Most High, the only true and living God, the maker of the creator and the heavens and the earth, the giver and the receiver of life. Hallelujah. We give honor to the one that blew the breath of life into man and man became a living soul. We give honor to the one who gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Hey, glory to God. We give honor to the Most High this morning. Yes, indeed. The one who slung the sun into the sky. That's the one. The one who made the galaxies, the universes. That's the one. The one who set time into motion. That's the one we give honor to. None other. Hallelujah. We just want to be clear this morning. Hallelujah. We can say, Lord, Lord, can I have you have a landlord? Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Ooh, but we just want to be clear this morning. Hallelujah. Who we're speaking of, the only true and living God, the one that made the dust. That he created, that he made man from, that he created man from, huh? What? Woo! Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. No, no philosophy, no, 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 no. That's just, oh, in the beginning, him, that's the one. Oh, there was nothing made that was not made by him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Take a hold of that, hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord, Almighty God. Hallelujah, that we cannot fit in the box. Oh, yes, that's the one, that's who in whom we believe. Yes, that's in whom we believe. Yes, 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 that. Oh, we're clear this morning. Oh, yes, indeed. We're very clear this morning. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. For waking us up this morning. Yes, yes, we do. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank him. Hallelujah. For putting a watch over us while we slept and slumber and our family members. Yes. It's a thing. You know. And you know, some things we don't need to say. Because we say that there's some who didn't wake up this morning. That is true. But there were those who didn't wake up this morning who's in the presence of God. And in the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. We hurry because they're gone. We're sad because we'll miss them. Yeah, I experienced that. But when they're with the Lord, to be absent in the body, listen, to be absent in the body, hey, is to be present with the Lord. You hear what I say? Hallelujah. So we thank the Lord that he allowed us another day on this earth. And we don't know how many he's going to give us. Or he has a lot. The dot. A dash. Uh-huh. A dash. There are two numbers and a dash. Uh-huh. We don't know how long. We know the first number. We don't know the ending number and that dash. Mm-hmm. Time he has allotted for us to be on this earth, the dash. Woo! Hallelujah. It's all in his hands. I'm telling you, it's all in his hands. It's all. And what are we doing with the dash? We'll talk about that in a little bit. But it's a good day. It's a mighty, mighty good day. And I hope everyone that's listening, wherein is a joy for the saints to be in the presence of the Lord, I pray that everyone that's close to each one of you is well and accounted for. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. I don't know. I just heard extended dash. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo! Glory, glory, glory. If Brother Paul could come by, he'll probably say, you don't know what you're missing. You just don't know. You got too comfortable here on this earth. You just don't know what you're missing. Hallelujah. But until our work is done, hallelujah, we're here, and we're giving God glory and blessing his name. Amen? Hallelujah. Oh, we thank the Lord for his presence, his love, his mercy to the Most High God. Yes, we give honor this morning. Well, I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God Called to Pray, and we are just delighted that you chose to be with us today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. Oh, my. You know, I'm telling you, good to bless the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to worship him. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is worthy of our praise. Jesus, the songwriter said, love of my soul. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Father, we just praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you, we extol you. But this is the day that you have made, Father, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for every provision that you have made. And Father, we thank you that you have drawn us into your kingdom. We've drawn us close to you. Oh, Father, we give you glory and we thank you. Hallelujah. And we bless your most holy name. For you are God and God alone. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is God. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. Woo. Bless your name. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Yes, you are. On this journey, God, hallelujah, the sunshine, hallelujah, gets cloudy, hallelujah, oh God, the wind blows, the tempers rain, oh God, the sun and the warm summer breeze, oh, just blow, oh, they're pitfalls, oh God, hallelujah, 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 the storm rage. Oh, God. Hallelujah. But nevertheless, oh, God. Oh, God. Yes, tears flow. Oh, God. Nevertheless, you're with us. We lift our hands to heaven and we bless your most holy name. We thank you for your faithfulness. Hey, God. We thank you for your love for us, your kindness, your peace, your joy. We thank you, dear God. Oh, God, for your love. Yes, Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you for every provision that you have made for us for this day. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for being a shield of defense. Oh, yes, God. We thank you. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Glory. Hallelujah. We thank you. We praise you. We thank you for the healing. We thank you for protection of that we don't even know about. We thank you for how you make the crooked ways straight, God. We thank you for your mercy, oh, great God. And we thank you, God, for your mercy and your grace. Hallelujah, almighty God. Oh, how we bless your name. How we, oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord, hallelujah. Thank you for how you're protecting our homes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Oh, God, how you're ordering their steps, almighty God. Oh, God. Oh, God, how you're protecting them from danger, seen and unseen. How you're a shield of defense over my God. Hallelujah. How you're giving them understanding and clarity. Almighty God, as to who you are. Oh, glory. Oh, God, thank you for encircling them. Oh, God, in your blessings and in your care, your guidance and your direction, your support. Almighty God, we thank you. Thank you for meeting every need. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Our nieces and nephews, almighty God. Hallelujah. Protecting them. Oh, God. How about sick or healing their bodies? Yes, Lord. Glory. Oh, God. Strengthen them all. And we apply the blood of Yeshua over them. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And the innocent ones all over these United States. Oh, my God. The helpless ones. Almighty God. Oh, we ask that you touch, hallelujah, their lives. Place hope. Rebuke everyone that would abuse them. Stay the hand of the enemy. Cover them, God. Where evil would want to attack. Hey, be their protector. Almighty God. Whoa, God. Oh, God. Put fear in those that would bring harm to them. Almighty God. Ooh, give them a heart of compassion for them. Almighty God. Oh, glory. Let them be blessed. Oh, when they do good towards them. Almighty God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Ooh, turn the mean, stubborn, hatred heart. Ooh, God. Turn it from stone. Almighty God. Oh, put a heart of flesh. Almighty God. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Remembering those, Father, who have lost everything, pure devastation, almighty God. But in the midst of the devastation, after the storm has blown over, give you glory and bless your name. Not as bad as it could have been, almighty God. We recognize all your kindness still. We ask that you give strength to the weak. Oh, comfort those who have lost loved ones. Almighty God, those that are rehabilitated, help them to reach full recovery. Those that have lost everything, we ask, Father, that you restore everything. Make it all brand new. Open our eyes that we may see. Almighty God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name. But in the middle of it, we lift our hands to glory and bless your most holy name. We thank you for what you're doing and how you're doing it. We know that you're God. We may not understand it, but we put our faith and our trust in you. That's why we can lift our hands to heaven when we're speechless and bless your name.
Hallelujah. For you are God alone. You are the sovereign Lord. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. We trust you, Almighty God. And we thank you for being a shield and a help for all those that are in need. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Remember the sick. Remember the families, lost loved ones. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Remember those that are on their sick beds. There are some who will not. Oh, glory. There are some who will come to you. Hallelujah. Strengthen their families and save those that are not saved. Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, Lord. This is the day. Full of your mercy and your grace, your love, your kindness, and your peace. And we thank you. Peace on the job. Peace on the highways and the byways. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Apply the blood of Yeshua on every street in these United States. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We apply the blood over these United States, under these United States and its property and territory and on the four corners. And we thank you for your angels of protection. We ask that you remember the president. Keep him healthy and strong, Almighty God, mentally sharp, Almighty God. Hallelujah. We thank you. Speak to him and through him, Almighty God. Touch him, Almighty God, as only you can. Let him know that he's not alone and that you are with him. Bless all the leaders, Almighty God, of this nation. Thank you, Lord. Be with them, even the ones that we think need help mightily. Help them, God, and bless them with your help. Open their eyes. Bless them with eyes wide open and let them see the error of their ways. Almighty God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The judges who must make tough decisions, let them remain humble and never forget that you are the judge. Almighty God, we thank you. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Remember every prophet, every apostle, every preacher, every teacher, every evangelist, oh God, hallelujah, every pastor, remember, strengthen, and encourage everyone that you call to duty, Almighty God, ooh, glory, hallelujah, clearly, hallelujah, clearly can see, thank you, Lord, clearly can hear your voice. Oh, God, and heart tender to obey you. Hallelujah. I'll ignite the faith that you've given each one of us. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's not about a fashion show. Oh, woo, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's not about earthly gain. Hey, God, hallelujah. Yet you say it's a blessing to leave an inheritance for our children and grandchildren. Hallelujah. According to your will, let it be done. Hallelujah. Peace on the job. Those who are dreading to go to work this morning, Father, hallelujah, turn the situation around, Almighty God, that everyone in the office of building, oh, glory, 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 oh, walk tall, Almighty God, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord, oh, God, everywhere, every medical facility. Turn the heart soften the heart, Almighty God. Just circle it, Almighty God, with your love, with your healing virtue. Almighty God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Nothing is impossible. It's not impossible. And we thank you for it. We thank you for miracles, Almighty God. We thank you for healing miracles. Yes, Lord. We thank you. Rescue. Yes. Ooh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Putting up barriers around. Ooh, God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Decisions that would be, some would make haste decisions, unconcerned decisions, Almighty God. Hallelujah. You step in and make it right. Oh, doctors just turning their nose up at their patients, attorneys who going for help. Almighty God, right in the midst of them. Ooh, show yourself strong and mighty. Almighty, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh God, right in the operating room. Yes, Lord. Ooh, God, the technicians. Yes, Lord. Oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah. And lift the weight of the burdens off of them. For you are the God that heal your people. Yes, you are. You are the master. Yes, you are. Oh God, they're just tools. Yes, God. Oh, glory. They're just tools. We look to you, Almighty God. We thank you for this day. Hallelujah. What a blessing and a joy. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Power up, oh Lord God, all those you placed in office. Hallelujah. Oh God, hey God, all your apostles who are apostles indeed, your prophets, yes Lord, the watchmen on the wall, yes Lord, clear eyes, Almighty God, oh the intercessor, yes Lord, hallelujah, glory be to your name, hallelujah. Clarity and understanding, Father. Hallelujah. Evangelist. Yes, Lord. Ooh, glory, glory, glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let your word come alive in us. Hallelujah. Let it come alive in us. Your promises, Almighty God, not only those that are sound of my voice, but your people everywhere come alive. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Love, God. So deep, so strong, so powerful. Penetrate every hurt, every disappointment. Just dissolve it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those that don't even know what love is, your love penetrates. Hallelujah. Your love. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Yeshua. Glory. Yeshua. Ha! Yeshua. There's power in his name. Yeshua. Woo! Glory. Yeshua. Hallelujah. Yeshua. Ha! Bless your name, Almighty God. Oh, Yeshua, Yeshua. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Our strong tower. Hallelujah. Our shield of defense. Hallelujah. Our mighty fortress. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless your most holy name. Thank you, Lord. It is in the name of Yeshua we pray. Glory. Glory, glory. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Now you're so good. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Elva Carter was in the hospital. And this weekend, he was able to perform a wedding for his eldest son. Hallelujah. Hallelujah in New York. Our God is a healer. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Our God is God. Oh, we could still, oh, Lord, that just penetrate. Our God is God. Our God. Our God is God. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. Our God is God. Hallelujah. Our God is God. Oh, yes, he is. Our God is God. Whew. Our God is God. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. Just say it to everything that speaks against it. Just melt. Our God is God. Whew. Our God is God. Hallelujah. Our God is God. Oh, yes, he is. Our God, God. Oh, yes, he is. Hey, oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. Our God is God. Those who are going on their jobs today and having meetings and all kind of foolishness, traps and tricks and teams circling and saying, well, we got him, her, now, God, I ask that you just, hey, God, I ask that you just stand for them. Hallelujah. The one who's about to be attacked. The one that's about to be manipulated. The one that tipped them to destroy. Hallelujah. And they think it's a joke. Almighty God. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Right now, Lord God. Oh, glory. Glory. Hallelujah. And may they remain humble, whoever they are. Hallelujah. Woo! Knowing that it was no one but you who made a difference and stood for them. Hallelujah. All those that need someone to come to their defense, I thank you for doing it, Lord, today. I thank you for doing it. I thank you for giving them favor. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Woo! Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Psalms 31. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock, for a house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Hallelujah. Verse 4. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privy for me, for thou art my strength. Into thine hands have I committed my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. I have hated them that regard lying vanity, but I trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversity and hast not shut me up into the hands of mine enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. My eyes is consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my belly. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of my iniquity, and my bones are consumed. I was a reproach among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and a fear to mine acquaintances. they that did see me without fled from me. I am forgotten as a dead man, out of mind. I am like the broken vessel, for I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side while they took counsel together against me. They devised to take away my life, but I trust in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. My times are in thine hands. Deliver me from the hands of my enemies and from them that persecute me. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. Let me not be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon thee. Let the wicked be ashamed. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Verse 21, blessed be the Lord, for he has shown me his marvelous kindness and a strong city. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalms 31, 1 through 10, and the 21st verse. God bless you. Hallelujah. 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 You know, we ask God to surround us and protect us. These different variants and there are other dangers and other viruses that are out there that we don't know about and variants that we are not aware of. And so many dangers. And when we stop and think about it, it could be overwhelming, you know. But God is our protector. But God. We're just walking almost blindly and not recognizing and don't know. God has it. God got it. You know. God got it. God got it. God Almighty. He got it. It's all in control. It's all in his hands. Yes, it is. And we are eternally grateful. Yes, yes, yes. How he protects. My Lord. Hallelujah. I hope each one of you had a good weekend. And relaxing. Mm-hmm. We all need to relax every once in a while. I went studying for one thing and looking for information on one thing. And I found something that I thought that I knew and was very comfortable with all the information and the research. I thought I knew all that it was to know about this information. And when I look, I'm like, and I've even preached on it, you know. And when I, as I said, I was looking for one thing and then I just bumped into this and I started. And at first it gave me all the information that I was very familiar with. And as I began to read on and on, then I went like, what? What is this? I'll give you an example. Amazing Grace. So many of us believe that John Newton, who is the author of Amazing Grace, was on the slave ship when he penned that hymn. But that's not true. He was an ordained priest when he penned that hymn, and he penned like 280 hymns. And when he, it is said that when he first was invited to speak, to bring a message, he only had 3 minutes of a message. And he said that was the worst. Felt like everybody in town was talking about it. Because he failed, but he didn't stop. And there are people, and I'm thinking of one person in particular, who allow their friends be careful. Be so very careful. They allowed their friends to tell them that they weren't good and they must have been called to be something else. And they will not preach any longer. Some people would have the audacity, well, if that's what God told them to do, they would be doing it. It wouldn't matter. That's not true. That's not true. When you feel that you didn't do preach well, and every time you go to do it and you study and you find that it still don't come off the way you think it should, or others and people just looking, what? You'd be surprised at what people would think of you, even the ones with the smiling face. We must depend on God. Thank you. You didn't call me. The message wasn't for you. So let who the message for receive it. If you didn't study, you didn't seek God, you know the next time when you stand up in his name in the pulpit or wherever, you know to study. And the next thing, you can't be like so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so. You can only be who you are and stand and preach the unadulterated word. A lot of people need to sit down. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. You should pray for that individual. What, you want them to be like you? But anyway, he didn't let it stop him in regards to how he felt. And what he would do, his hymns came from his messages. And that at the end, he would teach the people the hymn. You know, I know that a lot of us, that's old-fashioned. If you read and listen to some of the hymns, and how they came about, you wouldn't say that. You just wouldn't say it. And there again, I sat and I said, isn't this something? We allow people to intimidate us, to even cause us to turn against. Oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Well, God, that's old-fashioned. Who's doing that now? Those old slavery hymns. More anointing than, you know. But what can I say? I get frustrated. They weren't trying to make money and make a dollar. Hark the herald angels sing. Glory be to the newborn king. Most of us don't know that Charles Wesley wrote that. And it wasn't about celebrating Christmas. was about a revelation that, oh, Jesus, that he had gotten of the Lord. Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, my God, I'm just, oh, Lord. I thank the Lord. But one thing I realized, that you really have to study to get it. And the song, the scripture that Newton wrote, his Amazing Grace, came through was First Chronicles 17. You can start around the 7th verse, the 8th, the 9th. And that message that he wrote, I thought it was very profound. Is excuse me, look back, forward, no, look around. And look forward. Isn't that amazing? Because it's most of the scriptures that we connect with the Amazing Grace is all about grace. And it's nothing wrong with that. I'm not knocking that. But I just thought it was amazing that he got it, that it came from First Chronicles 17, starting at the 7th verse. That's amazing. I thought I would share that with you. Don't let anyone put you down. Don't all these smiling faces and all these people who practice and taught how to, well, I'm not going to even speak it. But anyway, trust God. Put your hope in God. He'll show you. Remember what he says. He knows the plans that he has for you. Always remember that. No matter who you're standing in front of, who you're preaching, if you're preaching to a million, a trillion, if you're preaching to one, okay, God planned for you to do it. Hallelujah. So you know what you're to say. Yes. And yes, there are times you just feel like, I'm not sure if it was Charles Wesley or one of them. And you know, we're talking about the Wesley. I wonder what they land. I'm not going to say anything. But anyway, said that the reason the people in the pews are dead is because they got dead men preaching to him. I said, no, he didn't say that. Yeah, it was fiery sermons. Yes, Lord. And they were educated men. And some were not. They were anointed by God. Hallelujah. Woo. God's on Tuesday. Don't let anyone put you down. Study the word of God. Be strong in the Lord. Yes, and in the power of his might. Trust God. Trust God. You belong to God. Hallelujah. Don't try to be like someone else. Trust God. Don't try to show nobody up. That's not what it's all about. Trust God to work his plan in you. Hallelujah. And then maybe 200, 300, 400 years later, something you wrote, something you said is making a difference in somebody's life. It's living on. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. That's what I'm talking about. Woo! Tangible stuff. Do you know they can tell if you're if you're a billionaire now, they can tell you how long that money will be in your family before your family member be driving a taxi. Not that we're not knocking taxis, but I'm just saying. Hey. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Woo, glory. Oh, yes.
Think about it. Ponder on that. Huh? Ooh. Everlasting. It won't run out. Hallelujah. 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 But last did Jesus come back. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, now I'm found. Blind, but now I see. God's amazing grace. Some of us have made ourselves so righteous that we can't even imagine what that means. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Blind, but now I see. The tools for it came about in the Americas. The slaves got a hold of it. Hallelujah. The ending that most of us are familiar with, he didn't pin that. That was pinned in the Americas. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's according to the research that I have come across. And if someone has found something different, let me know. But he was not on the ship. Hallelujah. And a lot of us be able to say, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, no, I didn't do this. And I was, pride, ding, 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 ding. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Just lightening it up. Hallelujah, but God is good. Stay encouraged. Don't let anyone discourage you. Even if you have tears in your eyes, feel like maybe, oh, God, how you let me down. Maybe that you let God down, huh? So I let God down. I pick it up and keep it moving. You can do it. Oh, yes, you can. You can do it. You can do all things. That you can do all the work that God has called you to do. Oh, yes. Don't listen when you got your God said. Hold tight to your God said. Preach on the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost. Woo, glory. Let the fire of God. Hallelujah. And as a professor at Beulah Bible College said, when you said all that you were supposed to say, sit down. Because anything else beyond that point is false fire. Don't deliver the false fire. If you have nothing to say, he didn't give me anything to say. He just, God bless you. Sit down. He didn't give me anything to say. People say, well, you should always have something to say. If God didn't give you anything to say, what you going to say? Mm-hmm. Now, that takes some boldness. That takes some obedience. But hey. Because you're listening to what man says, and man says that you should always have something to say. You can greet people in the name of the Lord, but if God have not given you a word, that's what I'm talking about, then there's nothing for you to say. You can greet people. And maybe that lesson would be able to teach someone that then and there how to trust God. That could be a very powerful lesson. You greet and you sit there. God didn't tell me to say anything. God bless you. Sit down. Maybe the word that God gave came through songs of deliverance.
not showmanship. Mm-hmm. We don't need to try to preach behind God. Anyway, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Oh, yes, he did. Hallelujah. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God, can't even imagine what it looked like, moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Verse 26 of the same chapter. Hallelujah. And God said, let there be light. Oh, I'm sorry. I want to read it again. And God said, let us make man, verse 26, in our image, after our likeness, and let them have the dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Chapter 2. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work, which God created and made. Can we say bless the Lord? Hallelujah. Can we say amen? Hallelujah. Can we say our God is God? Yep. God is good. God is good. Let's move over to Isaiah 43. I wanted to be very sure, and it was kind of sticking out in my mind to make sure this scripture says what I said that it was saying. And sometimes I feel like, okay, I need to go over it just to make sure. And the starting here at the 43:7, and yep, it said what I thought it was saying. Hallelujah, over and over saying, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah. But I need to study it some more just to get and clear it. For some reason, it's just doing one of those ding, 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 ding. And so I need to just see clearly what God is saying here in the seventh verse. Everyone that is called by my name, that's significant right there. For I have created him for my glory. Can you imagine that? Sometimes we read, I often say that, And we read so fast, we don't think about what is really being said. And we've talked about it from time to time. But God said here, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Verse 8. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is true. Verse 10, ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servants whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God born, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared, and I have saved, and I have shown, when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am, this is so significant, that I am God. God is declaring that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. My God, my Father, my God. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you.
As we're getting ready to close, it came to me to say this. What is it that God has called you to do that you laid it to the side and you gave up on it? What is it that God has called you to do? You gave up on it and you quit. But you allowed man to tempt to defeat you. Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Almighty God, we're speaking of. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing is missing and nothing is broken. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Hallelujah. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. To the first chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Go in peace. Go in love. Go in joy. Go in the confidence that God love you and he's with you. Love you.